And I want to bring in Terry Schelling. Terry, there's a lot of confusion out there. And, of course, the pro-life movement's taken a lot of hits. I think maybe not that well-informed hits from a lot of different quarters, particularly the, remember, the part of the secular part of the Republican establishment that are not with us on any cultural issues. All they want is tax cuts and deregulation, increase their wealth, right? So describe what we just heard there. And I want your analysis first before I get your analysis of the of what just happened on 8 November. And is the pro-life movement to blame for it, sir?
Thanks so much for having me, Steve. Well, look, what we just saw was your typical David French response to everything in politics, because he fundamentally misunderstands politics. First of all, he starts off by saying that Donald Trump tricked us, right? He tricked us all the way from, you know, he was pro-choice and then he tricked us. Well, he tricked us into actually overturning Roe within his first term, right? This has been a goal for the pro-life movement since Roe v. Wade in 1973. He's been a great pro-life president and we'd be blessed to have him again. But when he goes into about the whole thing about winning over the hearts and minds of the American people, what we saw this past election was what happens when the Republican Party doesn't fight back, when they allow their Democrat opponents to brand them. That 75% to 25% that he's talking about where we lost the issue, that's how the American people vote when they think the choice is between all abortions or no abortions. What we need to talk about is the reasonable and popular restrictions that the Republican Party supports, which is a 15-week abortion ban at the point in which the baby can feel pain. That has 60% support from the American people. If we had made the issue of abortion around 15 weeks or not, we would have kicked the snot out of Democrats. So no, the pro-life movement isn't going anywhere. It's a winning issue. It's part of the Republican coalition, and they better figure it out before 2024, because the left certainly isn't going to back away from this.
When you say they should figure it out, I mean, tell me what happened between, you had the huge win, and I think the audience that are not part of the pro-life movement need to hear this. You had the huge win on Roe v. Wade, right? And then they went absolutely crazy. And then you had all their advertising. But in the interim, you had Kansas, and that got a little confused. And once you lost Kansas, they got jacked up. They were everywhere. This was their leading. And, of course, their outreach on TikTok and all these other platforms to the youth vote. How did the pro-life movement not – because you had a lot of very pro-life candidates, including – the one we're fighting out today in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, it took the most radical position of all multiple times. And her only campaign stops, people used to mock her. Her only campaign stops were Planned Parenthood, right? So how do you, and this thing's in a dead heat right now. And of course, with all the malfeasance in Maricopa County, I don't see how you certified. I actually think Carrie Lake is going to end up being governor here. But talk to me about the pro-life movement. I'm not saying you guys dropped the ball, but clearly between the historic decision you guys fought for 40 years, and November 8th was what, 4 months. And certainly the landscape, you know, your opposite forces kind of took the bit, and it looks like they were, if they didn't do it in reality, they've got the perception that they were able to stop some of the red wave.
Well, the reality is, Steve, where we fell short is we fell short in convincing GOP leadership that this was a political winner. Where we fell short is getting the GOP leadership to focus on anything besides inflation and crime. They really thought that they could get away without saying the A word. We know that that wasn't true. We know that that was a short-sighted thing. The only reason that you would ignore an issue in politics is if you think it's going to go away or if you think your response is going to hurt you. But what we saw is over almost $500 million spent in negative campaign ads against Republicans on attacking them for wanting to restrict all abortions and to put women in jail. These ads from Beto and all these other Democrats were literally accusing Republicans of wanting women to die over not being able to get an abortion. That's what happens when you don't have a counterpunch. What we need to do in the future, Steve, is we need to get our candidates to counterpunch. It's not enough just to talk about the issue and to be pro-life like David French is suggesting. We have to counterpunch. When the Democrats accuse you of wanting to ban all abortions without exceptions, you have to hit them right back in the teeth and make sure that people know. Pull a Donald Trump. you have to say that these guys want to be able to pull a baby out of the womb at 9 months. They're okay with that and killing it. It's not okay with us, but it's okay with them. That's the world we live in. We support a 15-week ban that's totally reasonable and popular and supported by the American people. That's what we need to get back to. We need to counterpunch and go on offense. There's no reason to ignore the A word. It is a beneficial issue for us if only we go on offense and show how extreme the Democratic Party is.
You know, to get to the candidates are just, are not that they're not leaders and not that they're not fighting this. They obviously are. But the candidates also rely upon their consultants, their pollsters, and their money raisers, whether that's people going after big donors or for small donations. How do you get, you're losing the war, and I think you would admit this, you're losing the war with those three groups, because those are the groups that are really shifting candidates to don't fight this, back away from this, soft pedal this. Am I not correct in that?
No, you're correct. We need to release more reports. And I'll tell you that my organization, APP, is getting ready to prepare an autopsy of this 22 election. See, we've been writing about this for a long time. We've been preparing all of the polling, the public research on these issues. We've been showing the Republican Party since 2012. Our first autopsy was on the 2012 election, because Republicans at the RNC released an autopsy that said that, you know, social issues like abortion distracted from the GOP's winning economic message. Steve, our autopsy argued the exact opposite, that social issues like protecting the unborn at 20 weeks, 15 weeks, was way more popular than any corporate tax cuts for millionaires or any regulatory cuts, because those only speak to a small proportion of the electorate. We're going to produce another report. We're going to get it in punch even harder. Steve, the reality is that this issue isn't going anywhere. I wish that we could, you know, actually I don't wish, but these guys wish that they could just make the issue go away and disappear and have Democrats, you know, never talk about it again. It's not going to happen. And you're not going to eliminate 80% of the Republican Party is pro-life. What are you going to do with them? Why is it that the Democratic Party won't even abandon the transgender movement, which is only what, 1% of their coalition, 3% of their coalition, maybe? We need to treat the pro-lifers with the respect that they deserve, because they're 80% of our party. You get rid of that issue, and you're going to have a lot of people not showing up to vote for you at the polls. It's do or die. And so we're going to be coming out with a report showing how popular these issues are and contrasting how the Republican candidates that dug in on the abortion issue, like Ron DeSantis, like Mike DeWine, like Greg Abbott in Texas, those candidates all did really well. It was the candidates like Dr. Oz and everyone else that distanced themselves and tried to ignore the issue that suffered. And so we're just going to keep showing this. We're going to keep showing up at the polls. But you guys also have to make your voices heard to these candidates, because they need to know that you care about these issues and that they can't flounder on them.
When are we going to see the report, Terry? I want to give people a heads up, because this is absolutely a fundamental building block going forward. When is this report going to come out?
So we're waiting on the research from our campaign ads. Steve, as you know, we ran millions of dollars worth of ads this year. Yeah. We're doing the research. We hope to have it done around the first part of the year. But I promise you, we will launch this on War Room.